Bring your attention to your breath. Be aware of the breathing process. And breathe very naturally. Do not exercise any attempt to control the breath. When we're busy moving through life, the breath just moves at its own pace, thank you, its own rhythm. Quite naturally, the breath knows exactly how to breathe. So our effort here is to get out of the way and to allow the breath to breathe itself freely in the way that it knows, without interfering at all. If you're having trouble locating your breath, then take a few deeper breaths. Just to arrive and to get a sense of where the breath is most prominent in the body. Feel the body in its sitting posture. Feel the weight of your body. Feel the pressure of your body on the chair or the cushion. Feel that sensation. Really just feel it. Soft, hard, relaxed, heavy, light, settled, straight, firm. Be present and turn your attention inward, connecting to the breath itself. And the breath is the wind element. Feel that breath either at your nostrils, your belly, your chest, wherever it's more comfortable. And just harmonize with it as best you can. Not in a contrived way, but just seeing, feeling the breath, knowing it, tasting it. So you follow it. Let the breath lead the mind. In breath, out breath. You might hear the sounds of the traffic or other sounds. Just let them go and come back to your breathing. Any other sensations in the body, let them go, come back to your breathing. And observe just the breath. It's such a simple observation. We're narrowing our focus down. We're attending to only one object. It happens to be moving. Because it's moving and it's subtle, it requires a more astute level of concentration. We have to be really patient, interested, awake, alert, attentive, continuous. The breath is like our baby. If you have a baby or a small child that you're taking care of, an infant in particular, even if you were to move from room to room, you would always be listening to the sound. Here, how is it? How is it? Checking on it periodically. In the same way, caring for the breath, we keep our attention very constant. At first, you might be aiming your attention at the breath and missing. You might be a little bit out of sync. Maybe you've never done this before. You might feel a little shy, a little awkward. Just get over it. It's your own breath, very familiar. Something that we have deep gratitude for. Without this breath, we're as good as dead. This is our life. Why should we be shy to pay attention to that which fills the body, the mind, with vibrancy and energy? Without this breath, we cannot be here. Not for a moment. So we bring up this sense of gratitude in the heart for the breath. And let that gratitude open our minds to being with the breath, attending to it, and taking a great interest in it. In a way, we do this as a parent, but at the same time, we are the student of the breath. By that is meant we study the breath. Studying the breath means the breath is our teacher. By studying the breath, we will learn so much about how the body process unfolds and how the mind process unfolds. So just see how well, how continuously you can attend to this breath, moment by moment. Just breathing, feeling, knowing the breath qualitatively. Is it shallow or deep? Is it ruffled or smooth? Is it tight or open? Is it agitated or relaxed? Is it restless or stable? Is it light or heavy? Don't get analytical, just feel the quality with a joy and appreciation that we're breathing. We're very blessed to be breathing. Breathing in, breathing out. Breathing in, breathing out. Stay present. At first, you're just tuning into the breath. Little by little, you might notice the breath has a beginning, a middle, and an ending. So be very careful to be present for the whole breath, from the moment it arises to the moment it ceases. Breath by breath, and even notice if there's any gap between the in-breath and the out-breath, or between each breath. In other words, there should be no break in our concentration or in our attention to the present moment. Not to be distracted by any thoughts whatsoever. if you find yourself trying to be present for the breath, but in between you're thinking, as soon as you notice thought, let it go. Come back to just pure presence of the breath. Again, your mind, out of habit, will throw in a few thoughts. Turn away. Intentionally, turn back to the breath. As soon as we make that our priority, the thoughts will recede. They'll back off. They'll let us go. And we can experience the freedom from thought that is rare, precious, delightful. Not to think. Just to be present. Just to breathe. Stay with the breath. Don't wander. Don't let the mind wander out into the world of thought. Let thought rest. You can think for the rest of your life when this is over. But right now, just test it. See, well, what is this? Not thinking. Investigate out of curiosity, out of interest. Like climbing up a mountain that you've never climbed before. Someone said the view from there is very nice, but until we go up there, we have no idea. So the view from no thought is very nice, but we can't know until we experience it. Here we are, just being present, fully aware, fully conscious, waking up to the experience of now. Not conceptually, but directly. Direct current. Daily life is AC, and this is DC. Direct current. Direct knowledge. Sitting straight, being present, being with the breath, not thinking, aware, feeling, seeing the mind, what it arises in the mind, not thought, but the knowing of the breath, moment by moment, the cognition of that breathing process, in-breath, out-breath. Other than that, the mind is empty. Empty. How pleasant to have the mind empty and free. Free from thought, free from future, free from past. Full of the present moment. Able to be with the plenitude of that. Unobstructed, undefiled. Sounds come and go, memories come and go, thoughts arise and we let them go. Letting everything go, letting even the breath go, moment by moment. We're not holding on to any breath. Each breath arises, is sustained for a second or two, and it's gone. Then there's a new breath. Not the same. A new breath, a new moment. The relentless current of our experience. We stay in the present moment and it flows. Changing constantly, impermanent, with no real substance, arising and disappearing. And there is nothing there in that that we can own or keep. There's no one in there that we can call me. Or mine. It is truly empty. So we wake up to that. Notice the urge to think or to grasp onto thought and all the stories of our lives. Turn back to the breath. Within the breath, no story making. It's unstoried. So simple. Like sitting in an empty space at the top of a hill with the vast sky in front of us, looking into emptiness. Nothing there to disturb the mind, the heart. Just at ease, balanced, one-pointed. And in that spaciousness, we can feel tremendous release and a joy, boundless joy, not bounded by thought, preoccupation, or any distraction of the world. Because it's silent, measureless. Such is the nature of the mind. Without thought, without opinion, letting it all go, without ownership, owning nothing. Not even this one breath. It arises, it's there, and it's gone. And the next breath. So much we learn from this breath. If we just give our attention generously to the present moment, if you feel restless, be aware of the feeling. Awareness of restlessness is not restless. If you feel tired, be aware of the tiredness or dullness of the mind. Awareness of that dull feeling is not dull. They're different. One is the seeing, the knowing. The other is the experience. We know the experience. We don't have to be driven by it. Just to know it, then it's gone. Comes up again, we continue to know it. We know it and know it. Eventually, it gives up and changes into something else. Wanting it to end, or wanting something else. And we know the wanting. In knowing it, we are free of it. Even for a moment, just to know it, knowing desire, not following it, just knowing it. It's gone. And the breath, coming back every time. to the breath, not to the restless tides of mental habit or physical habit. Just the presence, the ability to sit back and observe without intervention, just the observation of process is enough to distance ourselves from it, to know a freedom from it. To be balanced. Fully conscious. Not overwhelmed by experience or by sensation or by thought. Breathing in, breathing out, knowing the quality of the breath, caring for the breath, caring for the moment, one moment at a time. Allowing the breath to speak, to be felt, to be known deeply. Like an ocean touching the shore. Retreating again, the breath of the universe within us, stay present. Care for the breath. Let go thoughts, impressions, opinions, the sounds of the world. Focus inward to your own inner sphere, the sphere in which the breath arises, is felt, is known, and disappears. And we are aware from moment to moment of the arising, sustaining, the disappearance, again and again and again. We practice this. A way of bringing the mind to stillness, to quietude, like polishing the mirror. We polish the dust of lifetimes. We begin to see clearly. More and more. Into the mirror of the mind. So now take a couple of moments to review how it's been. Comfortable, uncomfortable, interesting, boring, peaceful, restless, simple understanding of the value or not, of this experience. And when you're ready, you can open your eyes. We make the sign of peace, palms together.